This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're talking with Big Sook here. He's on his show.
Talking to me on the show.
Leafs score again.
2-0. Suck it, Panthers. Buck knows how much.
Speaking of atmosphere, they're going nuts in Toronto.
God, this is why I want a Canadian
team. They have good
fans
in Toronto, don't they?
They have good fans in Canada.
Good fans in Toronto?
Amazing fans.
Yeah.
And they just have, they've had nothing to cheer for so many years. And I just want a Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup. And the Leafs, it would be amazing if Toronto wins this.
Well, we're talking with Big Sook here because he missed a lot of cool stuff while he was away.
Yeah.
So these are five questions for Big Sook about what he missed. We are on, I think we've only asked you two.
Two.
Are you outraged by Goober's prank calling athletes at the draft?
Yeah, it's, am I outraged? No, but I think it's poor form. But, I mean, Ulbrich got fined $100,000 for his, first off, the fact that his crappy kid is stealing numbers off his dad's iPod and then crank calling people.
I think it was his iPad.
His iPad. Yeah. What did I say? iPod.
Well, you said iPod.
It
and
could
I...
be his iPod. Fifth generation, you know, that 112.
Is the iPod still a thing?
I don't think so. But
no, it's everyone's iPhone now.
I love the old iPod. You have like a bunch of ex-roommates' libraries on there. You got like 35,000 songs. Let's go. Yeah, I mean, look, it's really poor, but nothing surprises me anymore. $100,000? I would like to hear Ulbrich's conversation with his son.
Oh, I know.
When his son cost him $100,000.
You know, we had one fan personality who was quite upset about the prank calls at the draft.
And who was that?
Well, why don't you take a guess?
Take a stab. Was that a Swaggard thing?
No.
No?
Not Swaggy Poops.
I don't know. Who was all up in arms? Like, someone want to do like jail time? I mean, it's poor form, but who cares?
Not happy.
Who cares?
What? Not happy.
What?
Thought he should be fired.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he was livid.
Oh, for who should be fired?
Ulbrich shouldn't have his DC job in Atlanta anymore.
Why? He didn't do it?
Because his kid shouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, yeah, Schulte, he gets a bee in his bonnet about something, and you just can't talk him off of it.
Look, a bunch of them got prank called. It wasn't just Sanders. Sanders just looked the poorest because he was falling. I'm sure this happens every year. Again, kids are dip S's. They're going to do it. Crank calls are going to happen. It's poor form. It's a bad look, but my God, if you think that's the worst thing that happened to Shedeur Sanders on draft day, I got some news for you.
I got to tell you, you and I are pretty similar on this. I came on, I was like, look, I would never do something like that.
No.
But I actually kind of admire the balls to do it.
It does take some balls.
And they filmed it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like you're...
How dumb can you
be? Right.
Yeah, is that balls or is that just stupid?
Well, I think it's balls to do it. It's really dumb to film it because now everyone sees who you are and they put two and two together. I don't know if Ulbrich would have gotten caught if they didn't film that. I'm not sure.
Because everyone had the screen grab of the kid's face and sitting next to the dude doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I just, I don't know what I would do if my son did that and it cost me $100,000.
Yeah.
I mean,
we went with the disappointed chat. It was so bad that you've got to flip it on this because he expects you to be outraged,
yeah,
and like probably like throw things. I think you got to flip the script on it and go, I'm just really disappointed.
I think I would flip the script and go, hey, by the way, you know, your next year of tuition payments, you might want to take out some student loans because I'm not paying those. I really think I would. I'd be like, yeah, because I'm sure that kid's not paying for his own school. And I'd be like,
my money means nothing to you, yeah, why don't you use your money?
You're gonna take out some loans because your scholarship, the Olberg scholarship, just ran out. And good luck with the rest of that. And that, to me, that's a fair, maybe I wouldn't yell. I would just call him and do that and be like, yeah, that seems about right.
Two queries remain for you, oh, Jace.
I should have known it was Schultze.
So, dude.
Poor form on me for
not
knowing
it. Yeah, I was teeing you up for that, and you missed it.
Yeah, I missed that one.
You swung and missed.
Sorry, I was caught up in this Maple Leafs game.
What are your thoughts on Gremlin University?
So, I was trying to find it. No, it's just this AAU team.
Yeah, so they're an AAU team. You didn't watch
it. Have you watched their highlights?
Yeah, you got to watch the vids.
I was on YouTube and was looking at it. As far as I can tell, it's just a bunch of douchey AAU kids that like do bits.
Yeah, they're grade A trolls.
Yeah, they're just trolls.
Yeah, and their coach is named not Air Jordan or Not So Air Jordan or something like that.
Like I couldn't accept that what I was Googling was, I kept, what is Gremlin University?
No, that's what it is.
Okay.
It's an AAU team. AAU and I think team. They're like eighth graders. Like they're not old.
Yeah. There's a white kid with dreadlocks on here and they're wearing like
mullet dreads.
Yeah. They're wearing like old Toronto Raptors kind of jerseys.
So if you haven't seen it,
someone's putting a trash can on him.
The white kid with mullet dreads.
Yeah.
Kind of humps the basketball before he drains a three.
Yeah.
And then he crab walks back on defense.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Which is the more outlandish move, the humping of the basketball or the crab walk back on defense?
I'm going to go crab walk on that.
So why?
And then a kid like, I think he dunks or gets a layup or something, and he grabs somebody's phone out of the stands and starts doing selfies on his way back down the court. So they're grade A trolls, and everyone hates them. Yeah. But the problem is they're really good. Mm. And this coach is like trying to capitalize on it. He's selling merch, and he's got like 150,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah. It's like this whole bit that they're doing.
Yeah.
I when we talked about this while you were away, I thought there is nothing in the world Suk will hate more than Gremlin University.
No, this is everything that's wrong with society. Like
and that's exactly what I thought you would say.
Yeah, it's everything that's wrong because it just, the fact that we are encouraging this and that these kids are going to monetize it, this is everything that is wrong. This is what leads to people prank calling and costing their dad $100,000. And there was nothing. How are these are underage kids?
Like I said, I think they're eighth graders.
Okay. Well, then
they may be a little older. They look a little older.
But. Yeah. There's nothing I would love to see more than to someone just, I would pay to watch someone beat them. Like if they did this, got you. And someone just repeatedly punched them in the face, I would pay good money for that.
Oh, not like beat them on the court.
No. I want to physically beat them up.
Hmm.
So, but yes, as someone said, humans are doomed. This is the downfall of society.
And finally, last question. This is five questions for Big Suk about what he missed. Who is this?
Only you.
That's Sam Elliott.
Who is this?
Only you.
Well, that's not Sam Elliott, but it's someone doing Sam Elliott.
You don't think that's Sam Elliott?
No, I don't. I think that's someone doing. You. Someone's doing only a Sam Elliott you. Version.
Only you. Only you. Only you.
The first
only
one's Sam.
You. Only you.
Going to battle.
Oh, sorry,
Who's
Rick.
The second one?
Rick Riz. Who is it?
Only you.
One more time.
Only you.
No, that's Sam.
All right, you're on it.
I can tell
it.
The real Sam Elliott.
You're on it.
Only you.
Who is that?
I love Sam. I don't know. I can't place that.
Only you.
Hold on. Let's give him a longer.
Okay. You'll get it.
We
here.
Have. I gotta find that. Page.
Only you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a nice attempt. But you're not
pretty good. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Oh, that's Patrick Harris.
Patrick Harris.
Okay.
Your fill-in.
My fill-in.
Well, it was like a day or 2 days.
Yeah.
Only you.
Only you.
We just thought the only you part sounded exactly like
Sam. It's a good take.
And we thought we maybe were able to fool you with it, but we were not.
No.
Look at the big brain on you.
I'm a Sam Elliott aficionado.
Only you. Only you.
It's good. It's a good attempt.
I mean, that's pretty close.
There's a lot of people that, it's like doing Christopher Walken. There's a lot of people that can do a good Christopher Walken, but it's not Christopher Walken.
Only you.
Only you.
You ever heard like Kevin Spacey's Christopher, or not Kevin Spacey, Kevin Pollak does a phenomenal Christopher Walken.
I don't think there's a lot of people that can do Sam Elliott because you have to have.
There also is a Kevin Spacey one too, where he does Kevin Spacey does Christopher Walken auditioning for Star Wars on SNL or something.
Yeah, it's close. I like it. Well, Harris has the pipes. If we're going just on as a total station best voice, it's P. Harris
for sure.
Yeah, I think it's not close.
Yeah,
he has the best radio voice of anyone here. Yeah, it comes from years of chain smoking, but it's fantastic. I mean, it just sounds great.
And there you have five questions for Big Sook about what he missed. He's back.
Hold on, everybody.
Now you know what he thinks.
See, I wish you wouldn't have brought up the Gremlin University thing, because now it just makes me want to punch. Then I'm punching an eighth grade in the face, and I don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, but I like to get you violent.
Yeah. I've tried to put that part of me behind, but every now and then it comes creeping out.
Now, the offshoot of that is...
More kids, by the way. Let me just say... Our country, if you want to make our country great again, more people should be punched in the face. We are living in a society now where we have grown up with no consequences, and there should be consequences. There really should be. Especially for men. Like, there should be a line that if you cross, you know you're about to take an ass whooping, and I think we would be better off for it. And Gremlin University is one of those. By the way, Maple Leafs just scored again.
My God, what is it, 10 to
nothing? Well, they just gave one up on the penalty, and they took it right back.
And every time they show this crowd, and by the way, the 10,000 people outside.
The outside party is just as lit as the in the arena people. It's great.
God, give me the Maple Leafs in my veins right now. Let's go.
They kept showing that when the Raps, didn't the Raps make a run a couple years ago?
Yeah, they call that place Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's just, it's amazing. When Kawhi won it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what the offshoot of Gremlin University is next. They are calling it the biggest fashion statement in all of sports.
I'm sure I'll love this too.
Yeah, you're going to love this too.
Yeah.
And then if we have time, I've got fun with audio today, but we'll see. The club coming up soon as well on The Fam.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean,
I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host...
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.